Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. We're in the book of Deuteronomy, which is an incredible book. They're all good, but this is one of my favorites. This kind of gives the history of how Israel got to be Israel, how God was setting them up, what he was going to do with them, how he's bringing them out of Egypt into the promised land, and the rules and regulations. He wants them to live a blessed life. He wants Israel to be so blessed that the world will ask them about the hope that's in them. That's why God's trying to bless them. I want you to be so blessed it makes everybody else jealous. We're trying to provoke other people to jealousy for being so blessed. I mean, it's an incredible run. So we're picking up today in Deuteronomy chapter 5. This is about the Ten Commandments for the covenant community. This is a good one. They made movies about this, but most people haven't read it. So Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. Moses called all the people of Israel together and said, "Listen carefully, Israel. Hear the decrees and regulations I'm giving you today so you may learn them and obey them." Verse 2. "The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Mount Sinai. Lord did not make this covenant with our ancestors, but with all of us who are alive today. At the mountain, the Lord spoke to you face to face from the heart of the fire. I stood as an intermediator between you and the Lord, for you were afraid of the fire and did not want to approach the mountain. He spoke to me, and I passed his words on to you. This is what he said. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself any idol of any kind or any image or anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon the children, and the entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations who will those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for a thousand generations on those who love me and obey my commands." Curses go to three and four generations. Blessing goes to a thousand generations. God's good. "You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. As the Lord your God has commanded you, you have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day, a day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons, your daughters, your male or female servants, your oxen, your donkeys, or your livestock, or any foreigners that live among you. All your male and female servants must rest as you do. Remember that you were once slaves in Egypt, but the Lord your God brought you out with a strong hand and a powerful arm. This is why the Lord your God has commanded you to rest on the Sabbath day. Verse 16, honor your father and mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Then you will live a long, full life in the land that the Lord has given you. Verse 17, you must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's wife. You must not covet your neighbor's house, and male or female servant or oxen or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Verse 22. Then the Lord spoke these words to all of you, assembled there at the foot of the mountain. He spoke with a loud voice from the heart of the fire, surrounded by clouds and deep darkness. This is what he said at the time. And he wrote the words on two stone tablets and gave them to me. But when you heard the voice from the heart of the darkness, while the mountain was blazing with fire, all your tribal leaders and elders came to me. They said, look, the Lord our God has shown us his glory, shown us his greatness. We have heard his voice from the heart of the fire. Today we have seen that God can speak to us humans, and yet we live. But now we know, why should we risk death again? If the Lord God speaks to us again, we will certainly die and be concerned by this awesome fire. Can any living thing hear the voice of God and stay alive from the fire? Go yourself and listen to what the Lord your God has said. Then come to us and tell us everything he tells you, and we will listen and we will obey. Verse 28. Then the Lord heard the request you made to me, and he said, I heard what the people said to you, and they are right. Oh, that they would always have hearts like this for me, that they might fear me and obey my commands. If they did what their descendants did, they would prosper forever. Go and tell them, return to your tents, but you stand here. For me, I will give you all my commands, decrees, and my regulations. You must each do what I'm commanding you to do. Tell the people they can obey them in the land I'm giving them as their possession. So Moses told the people, you must be careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God, following his instructions in every detail. Stay on the path the Lord God has commanded you to follow. Then you will live long and you will prosper and prosperous lives in the land you're about to enter and occupy. Well, I don't know how much better it can get. God, you can live long. You're going to prosper. I'm going to take care of you and watch over you. All God wants is to obey his commands. Chapter 6, verse 1, these are the commands, decrees, regulations of the Lord your God that he commanded you, commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you're about to enter and occupy. You and your children, your grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all the decrees and commands, you will live a long life. Listen carefully, Israel. Be careful to obey. Be careful to obey them. Then you will, it will go well with you, and you have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord God had promised your ancestors. Verse 4, listen, O Israel. Lord our God is the Lord alone. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands, wear them on your forehead as reminders, write them on the doorpost of your house and your gates. Now I'm going to read that again real slow. God's trying to impress them. These are good commandments. These are, I'm not threatening you. I'm trying to get you a blessed life. I'm trying to teach you how to live a very prosperous, successful, long, blessed life. I want your wife to suck the lips off your face. I want your kids to make you proud in school. I have nothing but good plans, but I need you to obey my commands. These are not just suggestions. So I go back and I'm going to pick up in verse 4. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. You must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to the commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Repeat them again and again to your children. Repeat them again and again. I kept copies of the Ten Commandments in my car forever. Well, you know, when we'd be driving to school, it might just take about 60 seconds. What are you going to do? I'm going to repeat them to my kids. I'm going to have them repeat them back to me. I want you to get them down into deep. You always do and obey them. God's commands are good. They're for a long life. It says, repeat them again and again. Talk about them when you're at home. Talk about them when you're on the road. Talk about them when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Talk about them. Well, I remember every time we take our kids from bed and out, we just put them, we pray with them, say, it's time to go to bed. Each, we had six kids. So I'm going to pray with you. Father bless you. Give them a great night's sleep. You said you talk to us and you go to sleep and wake up all during the day. You never leave us nor forsake us. I thank you that the angels, that there are so many angels, you can't count them, camp out about us. We go to sleep at night to keep us from the evil that's in the world. We have no spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So I would just start speaking the word of God. They are the commands, and I would speak them over my kids to where today they can speak them themselves. They don't need it on a 3x5 card. They can just say it. We said it over and over and over and over. I want you to know that God wants you blessed. 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 It's very simple. God's trying to bless his people, but we have to be obedient to what he said. And so he gave it to us in the scripture. So in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it closes with this in verse 25. For we will be counted as righteous when we obey all the commandments the Lord our God has given us. For we will be counted as righteous when we obey all the commandments the Lord our God has given us. What is righteous? It's doing what's right. I tell me, what does righteous mean? It means to do what's right. When people are looking, when people are not looking. Especially when people are not looking. People always try to do what's right if they think somebody's looking. That's why people buy radar detectors, put on the dashboard of their car or their truck. that I'm going to get caught speeding. Well, you know, somebody predetermined that the speed limit on that highway, this would be the safe speed limit for that road. So drive the speed limit. Somebody smarter than you, that knows more than you, knows how many curves, ups and downs, and they have determined the safe speed limit for that road is this. So we're supposed to just be obedient and do what it says. We're trying to obey the law of the land. We're not trying to create our own law. That's called rebellion. And the sin of rebellion is death, man. It'll get you killed. So we're trying to obey the law of the land and be blessed. Let's start doing that, guys. Let's just start paying attention. Whatever the speed limit, just take it. Do it. Don't break the law. Do what the law says, and you'll live a long and prosperous life. I promise you. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.